Bible does speak about true religion, true spirituality, and what it means to be truly religious, not religious like the Pharisees of old during Christ's time, or we know that there's false religions. We know that there's false prophets. The Bible speaks about that in the end day. But talk just a little bit about those marks that will be there in the end days when it comes to this matter of religion and spirituality. And again, all of this that our listeners who are listening can look within and think through, help to analyze what we are seeing happening in this culture today.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want a free copy of the survey that we have been talking about for the last hour, go to your search engine and put in Global Views on Religion. You'll get a free copy, PDF. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what happens when you reject God? What does man replace it with? And very frequently, if the Bible is correct, what's going to be replaced with it is the occult. When you reject the God of heaven, many people will go towards the occult, and that is prophesied in the book of Revelation in chapter 9, verses 20 and 21. What is the occult? I wish I could remember the person who gave me this definition, because it's the best definition I've ever heard. The occult and the occultist are people who want the power of God without God. And that's what's going on in the book of Revelation. And so when these people reject God, something is going to fill that spiritual vacuum in that soul and spirit. And it means that if you don't worship God, more than likely man will think himself to be God. And when that happens, man will be behaved like an animal, like the Nazis and like the communists. They will degenerate, and they will start to behave like an animal. And that's the future if we don't get America straight.